Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I., lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want. It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities. Because that is a central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small. So we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and social significance and classism and statism and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage. Liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to be real things, the things that matter, creativity, and the dynamic human spirit. Refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. See you, boy.
And I owe that great opportunity to be in the film Waking Life to Tommy Pallotta, the producer of the film, and Richard Linklater, two guys that I've gotten so busy over the years I never even get to reach out to and contact. By the way, remind me to try to call Tommy Pallotta on those numbers we have again today, because the number I have for him is an old number. And Tommy called me the last time I talked to him about 3-4 months ago. I was in a UFC fight because Joe Rogan had invited me down to Houston. And, I was already in Houston protesting the Fed, and Joe had heard that, so he invited me over to the UFC. And Tommy called me while I was in the middle of watching the fights, and he could barely hear me, so I haven't talked to him. Then I'm not name-dropping. I'm like now communicating with my old friends via the radio show because I know he listens sometimes and his friends do. So, Tommy, I think about you all the time. And I bet he even came to South by Southwest. And I always miss his phone calls or don't call him back the few times he's called. So now I'll just communicate to you here. You're awesome. What a smart guy, too. He's an amazing guy. So is Rick Linklater. That's now what this radio show has turned into, is a public communication. You know, I want to try to break the cycle here on this radio show. It's a great radio show, very informative, but I just don't want to get up here and just bray at people, calling the New World Order criminals and calling all the different systems criminal, which is true to a great extent, but we know that. I want to try to have a calm, focused, reflective show. I tried this yesterday, and it didn't happen because I got off into brain-altering vaccines that literally attack your tissue. And I dream of actually just calmly covering all the news. I dream of actually taking hundreds of your phone calls. And I've only attained that dream a few times because I'm always going in the same paradigm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers, at least in the first and second hour, then everybody in the third hour, on any subject, any question or comment, no matter how good the caller is, I'm giving them 1 minute, and then I'm giving myself 30 seconds to respond. We're going to be taking your phone calls. When we come back, I'll give you the number.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, L-I-V-E, and transmitting out globally on over 100 AM and FM affiliates, global shortwave, 100,000 watts worldwide, WWCR, number one on the audio streams and podcasts for talk radio, via many metrics like Shoutcast and others at Infowars.com, streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv, and of course, channel XM166. Thank you so much for tuning in to this hour of InfoWars. I want to do something a little bit different today, and you see me struggle with this every day because there is no program director, there is no radio consultant, there is no manager over Alex Jones. And quite frankly, some days I wish there was, just because they're there to challenge you and to bounce things off of you and to point out what could be better. Because some days I hear my radio show rebroadcast, and it is the essence of powerful information and oratory skills and the incredible guest and the breaking news. There's a reason this broadcast now reaches, one way or another, over 15 million. In fact, I've got to bump that number up conservatively. It's more than that. 15 million people a week. But then I realized, wow, that's an incredible responsibility. And I tend to get frustrated with the information. I tend to get angry after I read this stuff all day and all night and finally get on air. I get angry and frustrated because there's piles of it. And I figured out, psychoanalyzing myself, that at a subconscious level, I get so frustrated and angry by the news that then I start to basically spin out of control and just get angry and nasty. And you can't argue with success. It's just that I personally want to move more towards being calm and focused and really deliberative in what I do, instead of sometimes not being as effective because I'm in a rage. I knew this was coming for a long time. They're launching all sorts of nuclear-powered satellites now that have reactors, little systems on board that if they do ever come back into orbit or out of orbit into the atmosphere, will make Chernobyl look like a health food. Now they're announcing drones to circle 24/7 that are nuclear powered. And you know they're going to crash. You know they're going to have malfunctions. It doesn't matter. The system says DU's good, Chernobyl's good, Fukushima's good. They actually say, I know I talk about this ad nauseum because it's total proof of the elite being out of their minds crazy. Radiation levels are going up everywhere. Alaska, Hawaii, San Diego, from Fukushima. It's still belching plutonium and uranium out into the atmosphere, into the water, all coming towards North America. And the EPA and FDA just raised the levels last year, as you know, of more than 20 different isotopes. In one case, they raised an isotope, the level they say is safe, 100,000 times what they previously said was safe. And I know I've talked about that hundreds of times on air. And I've got all this new news. But it's just things like that prove how dangerous these people are. And now they've got all the, quote, environmental eugenicists like Monbiot and others in the London Guardian and our own newspapers running around saying nuclear power is the answer. And radiation is not bad for us. And Ann Coulter says it's good for us. And we need to build local nuclear power stations to power all our towns. All right. It's just seeing this reckless desire to hurt the planet and hurt humanity, and the people doing it are on a high horse calling themselves conservationists and environmentalist, lecturing everyone all day, saying pay money to these consortiums, these carbon trading companies that are publicly owned by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, heavily invested, Barack Obama, to tax us on breathing, to tax us on our gasoline, our electric power. They're setting up a post-industrial world for the general population while building compact reservations of high-tech systems. And they're hurting our military, letting them use the depleted uranium. And they just don't care. And so I'm saying, what's coming next? They know DU's a death sentence, a long, painful death sentence for a military that uses it, not just those that have it used on them. The system knows that 9 out of 10 reactors are leaking because they're old and rotting. They just don't care. Their answer is, let them eat cake. They put radioactive isotopes in the so-called fluoride compounds mined out of sulfate mines, into the water. I mean, this is so beyond any science fiction movie I could ever imagine. And then I see some of the general public, and they really think I'm crazy. And I guess in a way I am. I've used this analogy many times because it's one that's so true. If you or I were teleported back 1,000 years ago to the heyday of the Aztec kingdom in central Mexico, to where Mexico City is today, and they were sacrificing people every hour on the hour, sometimes thousands a day. Sun comes up, kill a few people. Sun goes down, kill a few people. The priest class made their money, often hanging the human bodies in the square and selling them for meat. If you, to other humans, if you were to teleport yourself back and you'd studied as an anthropologist the Mayan dialect and you could communicate to that Mayan culture, dominated by the Aztecs, part of the Mayan culture, and you said, this is wrong to chop people's hearts out and sell their flesh. It's wrong to torture yourselves. The priest class on a routine basis would take hallucinogens and take big, long pieces of yarn with pieces of glass in it and draw it through their genitals to have hallucinations of pain, worshiping skull and snake gods. I mean, this is beyond Hellraiser. This is real Hellraiser stuff. Putting hooks in themselves, all of this, they would look at you and say, you are crazy. And all of them would laugh at you. See? So you would be insane. If you could teleport yourself back 70-something years to a Nazi extermination camp where they were running people into pits and shooting them, and you said, don't do that. You know, if you could speak German, don't do that. It's wrong to kill these people. It's wrong to be shooting women holding babies who you've stripped down naked in these pits. They would look at you and just arrest him and kill him. And so I'm going to admit it. I am crazy. I am. Compared to the average person. You know, I talked some about this the other day because one of my employees, separate from something going on at my office, got picked up in a FBI dragnet. Because he did some webmaster work for some bar owners, and I'm starting to look at the case like it's all a setup here locally. And in the meeting, you know, it was basically all about how I'm crazy and this is all just my opinion. And so they wanted to make it about Alex Jones. And I can understand for people like that that would spend 8 years or more of college so they could become an FBI agent. It doesn't matter if a federal court just ruled yesterday that the FBI is covering up government involvement in Oklahoma City. I have that in the newspapers out of Salt Lake. It doesn't matter if I have their own memos that have been released by courts and that we know that the feds were running those attacks. Those guys aren't going to ever believe that could be real because that upsets their whole world. And that's why corruption can grow to this level, is because everybody thinks they've got a stake in the system, so they defend it because it couldn't be real. Really, Fast and Furious couldn't be real? All confirmed. I told you a year and 3 months ago that it was about narcotics trafficking and shipping guns into Mexico and to gangs around the U.S. to control the drug trade, not about just some guns sold out of some shops to track them. That was the cover. That's all admitted. I told you it would be used to blame the Second Amendment because I already had speeches by the Attorney General talking about the program before the full details came out. He was just saying, oh, we got a program to track guns, showing that he knew the program was there. Of course he knew. He ordered it. It's come out. But I can see why people like that don't want to admit to it. I can see that they just want to say, oh, that guy's crazy. When I had police officers on this show who were at Oklahoma City on record, heroes, who saw the feds and the bombs and all the rest of it and had the FBI come to their offices and say, you and your wife are dead if you ever talk about what you saw. I can see how little junior FBI agents that are part of the compartmentalized system sit here and think I'm crazy. And they won't even go look up what I said. Then you have Treasury agents like Joe Bannister, who finds out the IRS is a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. He started speaking out, so they arrested him. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
All right, it will be completely open phones today and a ton of news. I've cleared the decks. No guests today. We have some big guests. I'll just leave it at that. Tomorrow, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let me just read over some of the news we're going to be covering today, though, after we get to a bunch of calls and all the issues and items that callers will bring up. There is a powerful article written by Paul Craig Roberts, Empires Then and Now, Examples of How Empires Have Fallen. We also have next phase of the surveillance state, nuclear-powered drones. That's from Infowars.com. The Guardian also reports U.S. draws up plans for nuclear drones. Technology is designed to increase flying time from days to months, along with power available for weapon systems. Lasers. They don't want to just use the big blimps. They're using solar and then storing it on batteries for these weapon systems. This is about playing God. And remember, who owns and runs it? J.P. Morgan Chase is at the very top of the pyramid. Rothschild, Rockefeller owned, on record. And they ordered Corzine to give them a couple billion of private bank accounts. And that's why the system hasn't indicted Corzine, who's been caught lying and caught ordering it. I mean, it's public that he ordered it. There's witnesses. The head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, all these people publicly have worked for Corzine in the past. It's total conflict of interest, crime right out in the open. The head of the CME group has come out and said, of course, Corzine ordered it. His people were there and witnessed him ordering it, and he hasn't gotten in trouble. Now, he might end up dying, or he might end up doing a deal to serve a few years as the scapegoat, but as Max Kaiser pointed out, this is J.P. Morgan Chase that gave the order, and that's why nothing's happened, because they're above the law. So I go from nuclear-powered drones to these people because that's who's running it. People like John Corzine, who make 40-to-1 bets with people's private bank accounts, and then is ordered by the Mafia Don, the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, to get the money or else, and does it, and then no one gets in trouble. And that's why you're seeing the elite get crazy and say, well, put little nuclear power plants in aircraft, put them in satellites. And all the scientists say, but if that ever comes back into the atmosphere, which most satellites do, it's going to melt down and explode and rain down radioactive debris. And they're like, radiation's good for you. I mean, I don't believe David Icke that some of the ruling elite. I mean, I understand he believes it. I think he's a good guy. But I don't believe that they are really, these shape-shifting interdimensional creatures. You know, the Bible says, demons and devils are at the top of the hierarchy. So I can see that, religions have said this too. A lot of the elite believe that. That's what my Secrets of Prometheus film leaked breaks down. Perhaps I'll cover it more later if I have time. But at a certain point, it would be easier to believe that off-world creatures that love GMO and love radiation were doing this. Because the radiation levels doubled during nuclear testing in Chernobyl in the northern hemisphere of the Earth. And now they've more than doubled again. And cancer is just off the chart. I mean, we're dying. I think in the final equation, that's what I'm here to tell you. We're being slow killed right now. The numbers are all there. It's 100% fact. And I'm not in some type of hate fest with even the minions of this system because they don't know what they're doing. It's like Christ said, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. I know that if the minions of this system knew what they were part of, there's no way they'd go along with this. They're wrecking this beautiful, wonderful world we've got. There's so much beauty, so much innocence, so much good in the world. People always say, why don't you be more positive? There's a lot of good stuff in this world. You got it good, Alex. Yeah, I know I got it good because my forebears demanded liberty and freedom. They weren't perfect, but they demanded liberty and freedom, and so it created all this prosperity. I'm trying to keep it good. And the evil is growing and growing and growing and growing like a cancer. And I just want people to recognize it and to stand against it. That's all I'm trying to do. And I don't even think I do the best job. Just let me be clear about that. But this is about what are you going to do? This is about what are you going to stand for? Because we're in a time of great danger. All right, your calls straight ahead on the other side and incredible news on a host of fronts. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I've just been ruminating, cogitating on air about my personal life. Because I'm just thinking aloud here, and I'm asking you, what are you thinking about the future of our society and where it's going? You know, I mentioned Joe Bannister going to break at the end of the second segment, a Treasury agent who found out that the IRS was a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve, spoke out against it, and they tried to put him in jail for his free speech. And then a jury found him not guilty. But this is the type of system we're dealing with. And the establishment is trying to find more and more bad apples who will selectively enforce laws and then also persecute and go after good people who just get off on what they believe is winning, the raw exercise of power. I mean, I know there are good FBI agents. I know there are good Treasury agents. I know there are good federal marshals because I've been sent government documents. I've been sent things by good people. When I talked about Dr. Eric Pianca saying soon the airborne Ebola will be released and 90% will die and he and his family are ready to die and he's over the biology department at UT, I said something needs to be done. The FBI, if you have any decency, needs to go talk to him today. The FBI went that day within 2 hours of me saying that on air and questioned Pianca. And so obviously I know that there are good people in government, but I'm telling you, This is only going to get crazier and crazier and crazier until we start to really recognize that serious corruption is above us. The reason I mentioned Joe Bannister, we didn't have any guests lined up today because I wanted to just take calls. And I mentioned Joe Bannister, and he called in. If it is him, I'll recognize his voice instantly, and said, this is Joe Bannister. And in fact, I was thinking just last week about trying to get Joe back on. I was thinking about some of the guests that we had on years ago that we've never had on in a while. I guess I had him in studio a few years ago, Joe Bannister. So I definitely want to get him, maybe even on the nightly news tonight, if he can do it. I've now extended that invitation during the break to him via John up there in Minnesota, who takes the calls and relays them down here to Texas. So we'll find out if he can do that. And then I'll get to Reverend Bruce, Robin, Sasha, Martin, and many others that are holding. And then I'll get into, speaking of selective enforcement, Judicial Watch has gotten documents. Department of Homeland Security to grant illegal aliens unlawful presence waivers officially. So it's like Obama launching wars without congressional approval, or saying he'll kill U.S. citizens if he wants to. He says, I'll shut down power plants without a law. Well, now they're going to issue the illegal aliens unlawful presence waivers, but then deport for no reason people that are here legally and lawfully if they want to. See, they want all these laws on the books so they can selectively enforce them. So we'll be getting into that. Supreme Court ruling allows strip search for any arrest. I was talking last night to the crew about people now being arrested for no seatbelt just to get you into the system. And I found out two people in my office have been arrested in the last year for not wearing a seatbelt. And now you get strip searched. And now they're talking about taking blood. Again, the prisons are full of nonviolent people. Full. And then that's why they're releasing the violent offenders. Did you know if you look at the actuaries, a violent offender doesn't spend as much time on average as a nonviolent because they don't make good prisoners. They want to put them back out there to cause the crime so the public needs the system. But enough from me. Joe Bannister, we haven't talked in a couple of years. If this is Joe, is that really Joe?
Hey, Alex, it really is me. How are you?
Oh, yeah, that's you. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Great. Well, you probably know I'm a big fan, and I listen all the time, and I was listening this morning. I was actually shaving. I'm on Pacific time, and I thought I better clean up for the day. And, of course, I listened to your show, and you were talking about the disappointment that all these FBI agents and feds, you cause them to have to decide what is true, what they do every day for their job and what they're told to do, or what the what the facts show that you put out every day. And I also want to say, Alex, I've never had a chance to say this, but you're the most pro-life person probably on the planet, because you look out for the lives of all of us. And the public probably thinks of a pro-lifer as just someone who's against abortion, which you and I both are. But you're trying to preserve life for everyone, no matter what color, no matter what age, born or unborn. And I just want to say that to you.
Well, thank you. But again, all I'm trying to do is, just like you're trying to do, is we do the moral thing because we love God and that's our conscience. But if you analyze it, it makes sense. If you want everybody to get a fair shake, and for there to be real justice and security, because you want your children to have a future. I mean, it's really elementary.
Exactly. And I mean, that was what motivated me to look into the tax issues. And I know that's what motivates you. It's really about a care and concern for our own families and realizing that our neighbors and our friends, they have families too. And it's really all about caring about your fellow man, loving your neighbor as yourself. And I can totally see that in you. And I just wish that more law enforcement people and federal agents would recognize that that's the motivation that we have, and that's the sole motivation.
Let me ask you a couple questions. A, every time there's an excuse for the FBI to contact us about death threats on a message board, and so they ask me about the Obama deception and ask my employees about it and start calling people randomly, or one of my crew works somewhere else where they arrested the owners of a bar, and so they call them in and they're asking questions about me. I mean, should I be concerned about that? Because I know that, and of course you beat them, with a trial, they trumped up stuff on you, a guy with no criminal record, exemplary record at the Treasury Department, you know, an armed agent, you know, who did the raids and all that. I mean, they tried to put you under the jail. So can you speak to that?
Well, there's definitely, you know, you should be concerned, but ultimately, I'm sure you're much like me in that, you know, your parents raised you to be a good guy, and not that we're perfect, but, you know, you run every day of your life knowing that God's watching what you're doing, and you try to be a moral person. So I think in terms of, you know, that, I don't think you have anything to worry about, but.
No, exactly. I mean, specifically, tell folks briefly what happened to you. I mean, this was in the San Francisco Chronicle. This was on record. They've repeatedly tried to put you in jail for your free speech. Tell folks about that.
Well, basically, the criminal part of the trial, I had a client who wanted to, he had already paid his tax, income tax money in, and he wanted to ask for a refund. And so he
You're a CPA, for those that don't know, to interrupt. You're a CPA. Go ahead.
Well, actually, not anymore, thanks to the IRS, but I was for 15 years. But basically, this client wanted to follow the rule book to ask for his money back. And so he asked me, well, how do I find out where the rule book is and what are the rules? So we followed that rule book to the letter, and the IRS turned that into a conspiracy to defraud the United States of America and claimed that these income tax returns that we filed to start this refund process were false, and they turned it into four felony counts that would have put me in prison for probably 3 to 5 years. Well, thankfully, one of the rights we still have is a right to a jury trial, and the government presented all of their evidence, and I didn't even testify in the trial. There was really no need to, because the government couldn't find any evidence that there was, you know, I had done anything wrong, that we didn't follow the IRS rule book, or that we put anything false on these amended tax returns. And so the jury, I find out later after talking to the jury, they're looking at each other like, why are we here? Here this IRS has gone through this big, long investigation, and they're prosecuting this guy, but they have all their star witnesses come up on the witness stand, and they can't testify that there was ever any conspiracy, that there's anything false on these tax returns. So it was a big joke. But meanwhile, they indicted me and wanted to try to put me in prison. So basically throwing everything up on the wall and hoping that something stuck, and nothing stuck.
Well, let me bring this up to you, because you worked for years with the FBI, federal marshals, as a Treasury agent, you know, on these raids, these investigations. I, at my core, now know what the term God-fearing is. But I mean, my conscience, if I was setting somebody up who was innocent, especially, if I knew somebody was a child killer and I set them up, I would feel bad and wouldn't do it. But setting up innocent people literally sends chills up my spine thinking about it. And I mean, it just sounds like the worst bad luck, to use a term, that I could imagine. I would never do that. And then I see all these cases of people being set up, them trying to set you up. They knew you hadn't done anything. I mean, how do they sleep at night trying to put people in horrible tuberculosis-filled dungeons for no reason?
Well, I think, Laux, the biggest problem is that the hierarchy of these agencies, okay? The actual agents are just working people just like you and me, but they need the job. And meanwhile, the people up the chain of command who are even less accountable are the ones that are willing to do more dirty deeds because they have more to lose, at least they think they do. They're making, you know, a couple hundred grand a year. They're, you know, big in management. They're getting all kinds of perks. And when they're told to do something, they just do it. And like you mentioned all the time, there's so much compartmentalization in the federal government that those who want to orchestrate from the top can make everyone do their little deed, and it doesn't seem so dirty to the individual agent. But when you put it all together, you know, they're messing with people's lives and their livelihoods and their freedom.
Sure. I mean, how did the Army, and I later learned the guy was with the Army, have somebody, when I'm trying to cover an event in Florida, jump out and start lighting fires to blame me for it? I mean, that shows a level, and I had to, of course, stomp it out and then restrain the person who then ran off into the night. Mike Hansen witnessed all of this. it just shows a level of craziness in the elite that is getting more and more. If you look at the criminology, which I know you've studied, an example of like serial killers get more and more reckless because they want to be caught at a subconscious level. That's why criminals brag. But what do you make of the fact that now the choice is getting more and more obvious, where Corzine can steal billions of dollars, lie in front of Congress, be caught red-handed in all his memos and orders and wire transfers, and doesn't get in trouble, Prudential for now 13 years and a bunch of other insurance companies takes the death benefits of dead troops when they die because they made a deal with the government so they could do it. It's like the government said, you know, we can steal because they're crooks too, you know, as if that makes it okay. And now it's a larger conspiracy. Now we've got Fast and Furious, which if you actually read the federal court cases where this came out, it's government bringing in drugs. It's guns to gangs in the U.S., not just Mexico, gangs in Honduras. I mean, this is an Iran-Contra deal. Now that it's all so obvious, what effect do you think that's having in the federal government? Is that making just the good people leave so that nothing but bad people then will stay? Or what's the process? Is there anything good coming out of this?
Oh, I think a tremendous amount. It's just we're not seeing it. I mean, I've been told that agents that I used to work with, agents around the Bay Area, you know, where I was assigned, I do have a lot of support, but they just don't have the courage to actually speak up about it. And so I think that's at least a step in the right direction. I think also that what you put out is so factual and so real that, you know, it's going to have an effect. It's just you're chipping away, and, you know, eventually it's going to take a while for the dam to break. And the question is, you know, as you've said often, this is a sprint to the finish line between the New World Order and the, you know, good people who just want to be free, and who's going to get there first. And we need law enforcement people to take those risks and you know, risk their life, their sacred honor for these kinds of issues, because literally our own lives are at stake. I mean, when they're poisoning our water, they're poisoning our air, that affects federal agent or non-federal agent just the same. We can all die of cancer and bone maladies and all kinds of things from the same poison. So it's time to wake up and speak up. Do it in a prudential way, you know, have prudence and don't do things half-cocked, but nevertheless, speak up.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem is I do so much media that I do some half-cocked stuff, and then that's my only frustration, and I keep talking about myself because I'm trying to self-analyze and be a better person because of the responsibility I have. It's just that I can feel it and see it all coming to a head. I mean, has Fast and Furious woken up people? Because, I mean, I've seen that really wake people up.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, back and you, of course, were much more involved in the Waco investigation than I was, but I was still a special agent in the IRS, and we went to see rules of engagement. And I remember going with a few pro-gun friends who still stayed friends with me, even though I was an IRS special agent, and a handful of IRS special agents. We went to the showing of rules of engagement together. So even when I was an agent, I was awake to what was going on and even trying to awaken others. But I know at least one guy in that group who went to see rules of engagement, and he's still up in the upper hierarchy of the IRS CID management. So whatever he saw that day, he's somehow able to dismiss in his mind and still somehow sleep at night.
Well, I'm glad that people are starting to wake up. And what's most important is that people make a choice. And it doesn't mean that everything I say is completely accurate because I make mistakes, or that everything anybody says is completely accurate. But we know that our basic liberties are being trashed. I mean, now in England, which is just a few years ahead of us, they just announced everything is recorded. We're listening to everything. I mean, that's in the news now. They went from denying it to, yeah, we're listening to everything you're doing. Get used to it. We're recording everything. And now they're going, yeah, we're spying on you here. And yeah, the CIA director says the CIA is domestically operating and that there's, you know, built-in devices to spy on you and you're in the new clock radios and dishwashers. So really what I see is the world is getting its choice right now. And the same things that are happening here are happening across the globe. I'm going to take a ton of calls coming up in the next segment and throughout the next hour and get into all this news. But, Joe, I know I'm springing this on you on short notice because I've been meaning to get you on the show. If you can't do it today, maybe later in the week or next week. But are you available to do the nightly news at, say, I know you're a busy guy.
Alex, I'd be honored, and I'll get all spoofed up here and get ready to go, and I'll be happy to, and I appreciate you taking my call, and I appreciate all that you do.
Are you kidding? That'll be 12:30. We'll tape that, and then I'll do the news later, but then we usually do the interview early in the day. So 12:30 Pacific's good for you, Joe?
That'd be totally fine, Alex. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I want to make sure, because I know we've got a bunch of numbers, but I want to make sure we've got the accurate number, and I want to make sure we have your Skype ID if you have that for the nightly news. There goes Joe Bannister. Talk about a man of courage going way up the ranks. Treasury Department, here's a radio show saying the IRS collects for the private Federal Reserve. Didn't believe it, set out to disprove it, found that it was true, spoke out, got arrested.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Calling in, but this little segment and the whole next hour, it is going to be phone calls, phone calls, phone calls. In the third hour, I've got a bunch of special news reports I want to go over and analyze and a lot more. But speaking of lawlessness in government, guys, put that Washington Post back on screen. Radio listeners, if you just type in Homeland Security Department has the lowest morale ever, you will get the Washington Post. And the headline is Low Morale at Homeland Security is Focus of Congressional Hearing. And that, of course, is all the agencies that are under Homeland Security. And why do they have low morale? They're getting record pay because they know this country is falling apart and they know there's corruption going on. And they know people like Corzine and Obama are above the law. Illegal aliens are given waivers. I remember 5 years ago, Bush was doing this and then Obama continued it, that they would do fake raids on meatpacking plants and stuff just to get the fines on the company and arrest the owners. And then they would take the illegals to a facility and give them green cards on the spot. And in some cases, use them for federal construction projects. And you know the feds aren't getting in trouble using illegals. And again, you cannot have this selective enforcement stuff. Here it is, DHS to grant illegal aliens unlawful presence waivers. Let's go to your phone calls right now. Robin and then Reverend and then Sasha. Martin, we'll get to all of you. Robin in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Could you take my number and have a call?
No, ma'am. I probably am not going to have time to call you back because you called here. Did you want to talk on air?
Yeah, I do, about the Arizona. What did the, do they exactly mean by that? I mean, if you say one word, they can come after you.
Well, that's the kind of crazy stuff. In fact, guys, I had it in yesterday's stack. Will you reprint me? Our article, by the way, got on drudgereport.com. So we got a lot of attention. We appreciate Drudge doing that because it's important, obviously. I wish the media would report on it. Arizona passed a law saying that you can have criminal charges on you of basically stalking and bullying. It's a copy of the cyberbullying legislation that the ADL wants that kills the First Amendment. And it just says cuss words or disparaging remarks. I just mentioned the cuss word part of the bill. It says disparaging remarks. And, of course, I don't like the troll culture on the Internet. It's a culture of cowards that ruin the Internet where they can act like big men and call people names and say I'm a murderer and all this stuff. But that's because they're little cowards. They never come up and say that to my face. Okay, so you don't want to let them spoil everybody's First Amendment. And so, yes, ma'am, you can go read the article at Infowars.com. In fact, I'll dig up the headline for you here in a moment. I can't remember the exact headline. It has a link to the bill, and it's basically the Cyberbullying Act at a state level. There it is. Arizona passes sweeping Internet censorship bill legislation to make it illegal to use offensive language. And so not just cuss words. It goes on in the language to say disparaging. That's what Europe's doing. They say, well, if you've got free speech, but if it hurts someone's feelings, well, now you're going to get arrested. I mean, they actually arrest you in Europe. Canada is now arresting preachers that read anti-homosexual passages. And again, whether you're for that or against it, it's the free speech that's been guaranteed by Magna Carta 1215. Does that answer your question?
Yes. I've been following you for 2 years. I love your show. I've been trying to call you every day for about 2 years. So thanks for getting me today.
Well, thank you. And I wasn't trying to be rude saying I can't call you back. I need to go call my grandma back, and I need to call my wife back. I just have no time. God bless you, ma'am. All right, more calls and a ton of news straight ahead, second hour.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.